a second. Let me roll out the red carpet. Let me take your coat and let me welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, January the 18th. Praise the Lord. Time is flying by. 2015. How you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's okay. I won't hold it against you this time. Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today we're going to be focusing on our eternal destination. Oh, yes, that's going to be our heavenly home. And it's all thanks to Jesus and our relationship with him. So today we're talking about our eternal home on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, yeah, I owe it all right now to thee, to God.
I do thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday. It's Joey with you, and today we're talking about our eternal home. Now, if you've ever built or remodeled a house, you've learned the wisdom of these words. When undertaking any major home building project, make a very generous budget and then double it. In other words, we are not always realistic about what things cost. And the most realistic book I've ever read is the Bible. It does not cover up the damage caused by man's sinfulness or what it cost God to set things right. It cost God the life of his only son, Jesus Christ. And included in that price is a heavenly home he is building for all those who trust in Christ. So put your hope, put your trust in Jesus today.
Sin and its ways grow old. All of my heart turns to stone, and I'm left with no strength to arise. How you need to be lifted high. Sin and its ways lead to pain. Left here with hurt and with shame. So no longer will I leave your side. Jesus, you be lifted high.
Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how you doing? I pray that your weekend is coming along well. It's Joey Kroll with you. In fact, I got a little cold thanks to this winter weather. So I've been trying to nurse my lovely head cold that I have. Stuffy nose, runny nose, sore throat, you know, the whole nine yards. Yes, so I'm dealing with that. So I would appreciate your prayers. Hey, today we're talking about our heavenly home. You know, scientists are always increasing their efforts to harness the strongest, most dependable, the most unstoppable force of energy on Earth. It's the surging ocean tides. Twice a day in most places, tides come in and go out like clockwork around the world. The regularity of the tides gave rise to the famous observation that time and tide wait for no man. We can no more stop the tides than we can stop time. And time moves on God's schedule, not ours. Amen? If you haven't thought about the march of time lately, do so today. Do so right now, mainly to be sure that you are ready for time to end and eternity to begin.
Almighty God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding King of Kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time, the only time I ever saw him run was when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home again. Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, he said, son, do you know I still love you? He caught me by surprise when God ran. The day I left home, I knew I'd broken his heart. And I wondered then if things could ever be the same. Then one night, so down the dusty road, ahead I could see, it was the only time, it was the only time I ever saw him run. And then he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, and said, my son's come home again, lifted my face, wipe the tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, I feel his sad. Do you know I still love you? He caught me by surprise,
yes he did,
and he brought me to my knees when God ran. I saw him run to me. So ashamed, all alone, and so far away. But now I know he's been waiting for this day. I saw him run to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, and said, my son's come home. Tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, I felt his love for me again. He ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, and said, my son's come home again. Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, he said, son. He called
want you to reach over right now to the person who's next to you, and I want you to take them by the hand, if you could do that. Because the three of us are pastors and ministers, and we recognize when the Holy Spirit is moving in an audience. And in an audience of this size, we know that there are people here. If that song was just for you, you may be in a lonely bedroom somewhere, hotel room. You may be on a plane. The Spirit of the Lord is coming to you right now. It is not His will that any should perish, but all come to repentance, to be joined together. In the name of Jesus.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, You taught me to say, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the
about our heavenly home today on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Thanks so much for joining me today. So good to be spending some time with you. A famous comedian said one time he had discovered the only way to look thin without dieting. He said, hang out with people who weigh more than you do. You know, that reminds me, though, of people who think they can get into heaven because they have sinned less than others. See, friend, there are only two ways into heaven. Never sin a single time in your entire life. Or know someone who have never sinned and who can take the punishment for your sins and allow you to enter heaven as if you had lived a perfect life, which is exactly what Jesus Christ did for us. Put your hope, put your trust in the perfect Son, Jesus, today.
I dream of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I enter the gates, I cried, holy, the angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion. Then I said, I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. When I bow on my knees and cry, the gates of that city, my loved ones all knew me well. They took me down the street of heaven.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and of course, getting ready for another week. Of course, tomorrow is Monday. And friend, if I could be praying for you, if there's anything going on, maybe something big happening this week, and you want me to be praying for you, just send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.